Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are very important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Marley XX. She held a successful residency for 2 years at Indige on U Street in D.C., and performed in venues across the U.S., including Afropunk's Battle of the Bands, SOB's in New York City, and Hollywood's legendary Whiskey a Go Go.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm doing well. I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
You're welcome. We're glad to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So you've toured and gigged a little bit, huh? It's pretty second nature to you at this point.
Yes, it's what I enjoy most about doing music. I love the recording process, but I feel like I'm able to fully connect and be myself on a live stage.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know, yes, there is something to be said for that, because some of us are at some point mostly studio musicians, some are like gig, but at the end of the day, there's nothing like connecting with an audience. There just isn't.
I agree.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how you got started singing, dancing, just whatever your thing is. How did you get started down this path?
It's such a long story, really. I've always been into music. I've always been writing music and just creating music, but I had a huge stage fright when I first started. I started writing in about high school. So to battle that stage fright, I joined a go-go band, if you're familiar with the genre of go-go music from DC.
Yeah.
And it was a 10-piece band. I was like 16 years old, and I started in go-go bands and school choirs. Through those, I learned to work with groups. I learned just how music worked, and I eventually got over my stage fright, which led me to start my own band, Marley in the Mix. And we toured, we performed. That was our number one like niche, and we just really toured, performed music for about 5 years. And, you know, we went our separate ways. I moved to LA to create a new album with a new sound. And now I'm here, and I've expanded my skills to include DJing, producing, and engineering as well. So I'm just really happy to be able to encompass everything myself.
Yeah. So now that you're doing the producing, is it different? Do you look for talent and people to work with as opposed to what you might have done like previously?
Yes, very intentionally as well. I definitely want to work with people who can help me elevate my sound. I don't want to be the smartest one in the room when I'm making music. I'm really open-minded now, because being in a band, you know, it was so many opinions. You really had to be open to each other. So it taught me that, and it taught me to lean on people who have other strengths that can make you better.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us a little bit about your songwriting process. Do you do lyrics? Are you focused on melodies? How do you get started with the song?
I'm very, very, very inspired by music, by the beat first. I'm not one of those artists that can just write a song. Really, I mean, maybe I could, but I don't really prefer to. So I'm really inspired like by the music and the title sometimes that a producer would name a beat. Or just to feel like, oh, this is darker, or this feels sunnier, it gives me more of a blueprint to how to write a song. So I usually just listen to a beat first. If I really like it, I'm like, wow, I like this. And something usually starts churning in my head quickly. And if I don't get an idea quick enough, usually it means I'm not really like vibing with the music. So I might move on.
Okay.
But I'm really inspired by the music that I'm given or that I create myself.
And how do you know that something that you created is worth taking to the next level? Do you have people you run it by? Any confidants? How does that work for you?
That's a great question. I am actually my biggest critic, as most of us are.
Sure.
So I feel like if I can play it over and over and over again, and I still like it in like 2 weeks, I'm like, okay, this is the one. Because sometimes when you write a song, it gets stuck in your head just because you wrote it and you've been recording it all day. So it's like, that may not be an indicator of whether it's a good song. But if I can listen to it over and over and over again, it's usually a good one. And then I give it to my older sister, who is very, she's very discerning when it comes to music. So if she likes it as well, that's usually a green light.
Okay. And is your sister your biggest critic?
I wouldn't say mine, but in general, she's a formidable critic, I'd say. She keeps it honest about her opinions.
Well, that's what family does, right?
Yep.
Whether we want them to or not sometimes.
Exactly. So I definitely know. I'm like, if she likes it, my niece as well, she's 10. So it kind of gives me the younger perspective too. So I'm like, between them two, if yeah. they both like it, I got one.
You know, you've been in a band and you've been kind of solo and you've kind of produced. What is the advantage or disadvantage to each of those?
I would say the advantage to having a band is having that community, those people that are always with you, literally. You're always doing shows. You're going through the same things. You can lean on each other and support each other. And that is the biggest upside to that. But doing it on my own, I like it because I have the control. As a woman in the industry, it is sometimes tough to deal with other producers and other engineers because they may want something out of you, or they may not believe in your full vision. They might try to control it a lot more than you would want. So I like having my autonomy and being able to make my own choices sonically as well as recording. So that's a major upside for me. But doing it on my own is also more work. And doing it with a band is much less work.
Yeah, for sure. And especially if you find people you trust, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You alluded to this a little bit, but I would imagine it is much tougher to be a woman in this business than a guy, just because you're always wondering about hidden agendas, and it's got to be tough.
Yes, it is. And it just comes with that discernment and being around things for so long, where you just kind of know energy and you know angles, or like, you know, the conversation and the language that's used when it's not totally aligned with what you may have in mind. But I think it does come with time, definitely.
What kind of advice would you give someone who's young that's just breaking into the industry, of warning signs or things to kind of watch out for?
I would definitely say trust your gut and your intuition, because we always know when something's a little off. And I would just always know, like, believe in yourself and have the confidence to say no. It will not mess up your career. It will not blackball you or stop opportunities. And I think a lot of young women think that, and that's why they might do something that they're uncomfortable with, because they don't want to be looked at in a negative way, or I guess get into trouble, for lack of better words. But I believe just to have the confidence to say no, you create your perception in any industry. So I just go and lean in all on how you feel, and just keep yourself on the lookout for people that are overly nice and just overly giving, and just put yourself first as far as your safety, and don't trust these people to have that in mind for you.
Yeah, and it's a shame, you know, and unfortunately in this business, I think there's a lot of vultures out there. And a couple of the key words that you said about being blackballed or being like, that your reputation's tarnished, this is garbage that people get fed that is just sickening, to be honest.
It is.
Yeah. Tell us about what changed when you start transitioning to a more professional status, you know, not amateur, not part-time. Like, what was different about that for you, at least?
I would say my consistency. I had an issue with that in the beginning. The rate that I created songs, the rate that I released them, that was much less, which didn't give me as much success. It would be like spread out periods of success. Mm-hmm. So now on a professional level, I'm really keeping in mind my consistency and my quality, and moving on to this next single that's coming out, and then the project that's coming out afterwards, I'm really, really focused on being consistent with my content and my music.
Okay. And tell us about this song we're going to hear in a few minutes. Tell us what inspired it.
Wow. The music first inspired it. It's a really bold track. It's produced by a good friend of mine, Lightfoot, who I met when I first moved to LA and was looking for new producers to work with. And it's just very bold. It's very organic. It's very authentic. It features an intro from a friend of mine, Mike Walls, with a very profound quote. And that quote led me to build on the subject of frequencies, higher frequencies, energetic frequencies, and vibrations. And I believe that a lot of us musicians, it just, there are people that have to find it, but we are chosen to be ourselves. We're chosen to fill a certain role in the world. And this is just a call to action for all of us to understand that we're chosen and understand that we do have a space and a role to fill and that we're worth it and we can do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a listen to the song and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little
Sounds good.
Okay, awesome. All right, guys, everybody check this out and then we'll come back and talk.
I said God told me I have one job and that's to raise the entire frequency of the universe. On the track.
Of the chosen, you ain't seen nothing still loading. When I come in, you demoted. Just play my hand and never fold it. Supreme being, and I know it. Not the one to sugarcoat it. Keep it 100, not rocking like nothing. The secret that got it decoded. Yeah, higher self, demigods. See all for clout, and I see the frauds. Really don't got shit to say to y'all. Can't judge, you should really be fearing God. Get the squad, you cannot touch. Raise your vibration that comes in with us. Blessing, high favor, no way. It's just luck, anointed position, not giving it up. No.
Run it up, there ain't no stopping us. We the chosen ones, we are the chosen ones. Run it up, there ain't no stopping us. Chosen ones, we are the chosen ones.
We got to raise the frequency. We got to raise the frequency.
Chosen ones, we are the chosen ones, yeah. Run it up, there ain't no stopping us. We the chosen ones,
we are the chosen ones. Energy rise on another level. Aura shine brighter than rocks and bezels. Can't take all credit, merely a vessel. Still can't deny that I'm very special. For mediocre, I'm never settled. Can't rock it harder than heavy metal. Loving pure light, I rebuke the devil. Raise up the vibe through the bass and treble. Turn it up, yeah. Affirming up, yeah. No concerning us, how you learning, y'all, ayy. Still bouncing like CFE. Say that you real, you not realer than me. Lower vibrations, go stand back 6 feet. Now go hit replay, keep this on repeat. Ha!
Well, thank you so much for sharing that song with us. That was kind of a cool vibe, and I appreciate you sharing it.
Yes, thank you for playing it.
You're welcome. What would you say... What kind of education or training is required to get to where you have gotten?
The school of life has been my biggest education. I actually went to school for music at the Art Institute of Washington for audio production. And I ended up dropping out within my first year because I started the band and I just needed that full-time ability to run it. And the things that I was paying for to get taught at that school, I ended up getting taught along the way from my band members, from other people outside of that, from YouTube. And most recently, I just became an instructor with a nonprofit organization called Girls Make Beats, where I teach young girls age 5 to 17 how to DJ, produce, write songs, and audio engineer. And through that program, they've also extended my education as well. So I'll be getting certified in Pro Tools soon and just have a lot more rounded knowledge of the digital audio workstations. So I just say go in life. If you feel that it's school, enroll. If that's your thing, it wasn't mine. So it was just networking and asking people for help, asking to look at their sessions and just asking them questions. And that was the biggest help for me.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the truth is, right, there's nothing wrong with it. I think people can decide to go whatever pathway they want. And I think sometimes... Mm-hmm. We might sit judgy, you know, judge people. But at the end of the day,
right.
Honestly, who cares? It's like you can go to school, not go to school. You might have natural talent. Someone else might out hustle you. And I think it's just there's nothing wrong with any of these ways.
I support all ways. It all leads to your ultimate destiny.
Absolutely. Okay. tell us about, you know, you talked a little bit about destiny. What do you feel like your destiny is?
My destiny, for sure, I believe, is to continue to help young women. When I was their age, or when I was younger, middle school age, I didn't have resources to teach me how to be in this industry. And I think it didn't give me, I didn't have as much confidence because I didn't have that. So I think I was a late bloomer. So I really want to be a figure that is helping young women and changing things for women. Like at Girls Make Beats, we talk about how only 3% of music professionals are women, and how there has never been a woman that won Producer of the Year of the Grammys. So I really want to be on the forefront of changing that, and really focusing on our representation in high places in music and our equality and respect.
Yeah. I think, in my opinion, you know, things I think have gotten a lot better, but it's still nowhere near where it should be. And I think that's something we all have to work on and realize that it's a struggle, and we have to, I think, try to get to where everybody knows we need to go.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. There's a lot of good things happening, so we're just going to keep moving and work forward.
Absolutely, because, you know, I always feel like sometimes things can head south or go kind of back to where they used to be just because, you know, and I feel like we got to keep making progress.
Yes.
You know, one of the questions I like to ask a lot of guests on the show is scams. Tell us about scams that we should worry about, or one you might have fallen for, just to kind of prevent all of us from getting ripped off.
Showcases, the ones you may have to pay or like sell tickets to get on. I've had terrible experiences with those because as a growing artist, like, let's be real, you don't have a fan base that is guaranteed to buy tickets. That's why you need the show. So I really don't think that showcases in certain formats, like pay to play again, buy tickets, I don't think that's a great thing for starting artists. We need a place to cultivate, to practice even. So I really don't think that is a great way to get a show. And studio time, I know it's not, everybody's not able to do it financially, but you can cut costs and get it down to a pretty decent price. But I believe if you're really into recording and you don't have a budget for studio time, I would say take what you can and get your own equipment. Start there. You learn more about the process. You learn more about yourself, and it will help in the long run.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Tell you what, can you tell us where your music can be streamed, where people can buy it?
Yes. You can find me on all digital platforms, as well as iTunes and Apple Music. Marley XX, that is M-A-R-L-E-E, double X, two E's and two X's.
Awesome. All right. And any parting thoughts, anything you want to shout out or tell us about?
Just shout out to every artist that is succeeding independently. We have more options than ever, and I'm really excited for what the future holds.
Awesome. And then last question for you. What have you been most satisfied with in your life?
I've been most satisfied with the ability to be me and not have to live up to other people's expectations, and people are still supporting me. And I think our number one fear with being ourselves is that people won't like who we are. So I'm very satisfied with me building a life that is just very reflective of who I am and what I want to be and what I want to complete in life.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Marley, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. Maybe next time if we talk again, I'll have my voice back.
No problem. So thank you to all the fans out there for spending a little time with Marley and I and listening to us. We both hope your unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everyone. I love you guys. Drop.
trapped in a wave of emotion.
I wish I was happy. I wish I was free. I wish I was happy. I wish I wasn't me. I always wish for more for me. I wish I was happy. I wish for a genie. Wish I wasn't me.
This is just who I am, but I take it too far. The edge of what I am, I think about how small I am, but I take it too far. I really want more than I am. I stay on the road, avoid the fallen rocks, but like a drop in the ocean, I'm trapped in a wave of emotion.
I wish I was happy.
www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.